You're listening to SBS News.
Check for this.
Melbourne-based rapper Z Music appears effortlessly cool performing on stage to a large captivated crowd. Watching the video of his pre-coronavirus performance, you wouldn't know that before lockdown, even an interview could have triggered a panic attack. He says the lockdown gave him time to reflect on his mental health.
COVID as a whole, as a global issue, as a global pandemic, highlighted where people's priorities lie when it comes to our human experience. From a personal perspective, I think what that's done for me is it's put me in a position where, from a mental health perspective, I've had to be forced to sit with the traumas that have existed in me.
Born in Zimbabwe, Z Music is a rapper, multi-instrumentalist, photographer and poet in his 30s. He had a big 2020 planned, preparing to release new music and organise an Australian East Coast tour. But coronavirus restrictions quickly put things on hold. The pandemic decimated Australia's arts industry. Figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show the sector was the second worst hit area of the economy when COVID-19 restrictions were introduced in the middle of March. Z Music says many artists lost their jobs.
I would imagine that that would bring about some sort of anxiety because we don't know how long this COVID situation is going to last for, and we can't imagine what life is going to look like afterwards.
A recent study by Swinburne University of Technology found 30% of respondents reported high levels of social anxiety since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Dr. Grant Blaschke, lead clinical advisor for mental health charity Beyond Blue, says when Victoria reintroduced tough COVID-19 restrictions in July, the number of calls to Beyond Blue increased sharply.
I think for all of us, you know, we had this wonderful illusion that like next week was going to be the same as last week. And suddenly, you know, there's tremendous sense of uncertainty that we've all been faced with. And I think a lot of people are feeling like this has been a big change for them. You know, people will be talking about the 2020 pandemic for a long time.
Dr. Blaschke says that uncertainty doesn't mean helplessness. There are lots of ways to manage anxiety.
You can help yourself in a lot of ways. So keeping up your exercise, you know, laying off alcohol, which tends to be unhelpful, not overdoing the caffeine, trying to get routine sleep.
He says there are also online resources like the ANU's Mood Gym or information about cognitive behavioural therapy to learn to manage mental health conditions. For Z Music, he's been using Melbourne's second lockdown to work through his mental health challenges and identify why they exist.
As a result of us sitting with ourselves, we've gotten to experience what our traumas actually look like without the distractions of our day-to-day lives, or as we would call it, the rat race, without participating in the rat race.
He also hopes this time of lockdown has given other Australians time to reimagine what the country's future could look like and find a healthier path.
We encourage people to find their own paths by listening to their inner voice and really understanding their position in the world. And if they haven't actually found out and understood what their purpose is in life, then maybe that's a starting point.
If you need support with mental health, you can contact Beyond Blue on 1300 224636. More information is available at beyondblue.org.au. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Emma Lawson, SBS News.